DR and a mobile.
RKK4SAC.
Good morning, Paul. Pretty nice day out here, 57 degrees, just watching an airplane land down here at GSP Airport, but we're out west of there, just headed over towards Spartanburg. How's your day?
Good, pretty good. I'm working on a project that I'm just working on a project. My sister's coming to visit from Chicago, and she's 92 and she can't get around very well. So I'm installing a stair lift for her, but it's a bigger project than what I thought. Over.
Now, you know what a stair lift is, Bernice? Now, you'll have to explain that one to me.
Well, a stair lift is where it's a battery-operated travel lift that she sits on, puts the seat belt on, and then flips the switch and goes all the way to the top. Then it rotates at the top, and she gets out. And I thought it would be very simple to install. It is not.
Sound like it, no. But if it's pre-programmed and all, I think just the installation would be hard for me. I'm not mechanically oriented. The electric, no problem.
Yeah, it's all electrical is all set. The not really issues. I'm just trying to find the dimensions that I need because I've got money invested in it, and I don't want to keep cutting it and cutting it and cutting it and still be too short.
Oh, boy. Well, sound like you've got one heck of a project there. Maybe you need somebody that's got a little smarts in that field, that a friend or something that you know.
I don't know. I'll try to figure it out, and I haven't found anybody yet that's ever installed one. But and she's not coming till May, so I'm not really that worried about getting it in right now. I just wanted to get all the prep work done and get it installed and then take it out so when she came, it would just be a matter of putting 12 volts in.
Roger. 12 volts. Or 12 bolts in, I guess you said. Well, where did you purchase this item at?
Oh, I bought it used. A fella up the street in Reedville had one. He wanted it out of his house, so I bought it from him.
Thompsonville now, aren't you, Paul?
No, I'm in Duncan.
We're just barely north of there at 29 and Gap Creek Road there. I hope this guy isn't going to come over here in our lane. I'll get around him so he won't do that. He's pulling two cars, and he's wanting to get in the fast lane for some reason, I guess. Or he just forgot his turn signal. There he finally remembered it. Yeah, we're not too far there. I go down to Sims Auto at Duncan for servicing on the cars.
To the recycle center?
We just come straight down Gap Creek Road, just before where all them railroad tracks are there, at that funny intersection. He's on the right side of the road, on Gap Creek Road, coming south, I guess it would be.
I know where that's at. Yeah, I'm at the other end of town. I'm up near the Ingalls and the golf course.
Well, I'll tell you this much. They're honest people, and they do extremely fine work. My son-in-law's dad used to take all his vehicles there, and he had some high-end stuff. And at the same time, he had a... What was it, a 39 Chevrolet, I think it is. It was god-awful beautiful that he'd spent $40,000 or more dollars restoring. And I've seen a lot of really fine cars there, foreign cars even, which I was surprised that they did that, you know, Porsches and things like that. But they've got a real fine shop, well-equipped, too.
If I ever get to the point, I will look at it. Like I said, I have all of mine down at the dealer.
Not to pick on dealers, they got a lot of good points, but they also got a lot of bad points. Every time you go in there, they give you a list of a bunch of crap that you don't need to do. If you just go in for an oil change, they'll come back, and I think they're required to do a check of 100 and some things or something like that, but I don't like to be needled about stuff like that, unless it's something important, and it isn't always that way.
Oh, I agree with that. That is, that's what they do. That's how those service writers make their money. And, yeah, I object to that. And I tell them, all I want is this. You make me a list, and I'll shop it.
Here's another guy with a turn signal on in front of me that's not turning. That's two this morning already. You'd think their turn signal... There, he finally found it. It's a different car altogether. But, yeah, it's kind of a racket, and they're not exactly cheap. But as I said, Sims Auto, S-I-M-S, there's Dallas and Scott, who usually are at the front, and they got, I don't know, 8 bays or something like that. And we've been with them for a lot of years, and they're honest and straightforward, and if you pay cash, you don't have to pay that 3% the credit card company charges. And they won't ding you for a bunch of stuff you don't need.
I'll take a look at them. Like I said, my truck is under warranty, and my car, I think, is still under warranty. So I have to keep going to the dealership. So hopefully when it runs out, something goes wrong, I'll take it there. Of course, nothing has gone wrong while it's under warranty. I wasted my money.
That's pretty typical, Paul. This is a 2022 Avalon, and I had to have a new battery the other day, and it had 8,700 miles on it when we bought it, so it was like new. But it's guaranteed for, 5 years. And it, like I said, it was used, but it's still under warranty. So I think I got one more oil change to go, and then I'll have to start thinking about other things. But I think since this dealership bought all the car dealers up here, they're doing a better job, like at Greer Toyota, where I've been. And you don't get so much of that crap sprung on you, you know. And so I might frequent them more often, put it that way.
I go to the Toyota dealership for my Prius. And, they're pretty good. He laughs when I say I'm going to shop it because I'm not going to pay that exorbitant price. I think they wanted $100 to change the cabin filter, and it takes 3 minutes to do it, and the filter's $10.
They're mobile. Yeah, I do the same thing. I just order the cabin filters online, or you can even go down there. I go down, like with my 2011 Avalon, I just go down there and buy the oil filter, and then I'd buy the Mobil 1 over at Sam's when it was on sale, or Costco's, and they throw sales with it, $10 off, and that's all I've ever run for years is Mobil 1, and it works out real good, and it's a whole lot cheaper than $100 for an air cabin filter. I think mine was about $50, and like you say, it takes you about 3 or 4 minutes to change it. Then I have a 2011 Tacoma truck, but it's only got 50-some thousand miles on it, so I don't think I'm going to have a lot of trouble out of it, I hope. They say they're good for 250,000, 300,000 miles.
KK4SAC for ID. Yeah. Oh, I know. And the problem now is really, you know, I had my truck, I think I had 275,000 miles on it, and it was an awesome truck. I sold it to my grandson, and, but it was an awesome truck. But yeah, it started to have things go wrong at about 275,000.
Was it pumped?
Oh, a GMC 2500.
Excellent. Can't beat that. My neighbor just bought a new GMC. It's one grade below the very top grade. And the sticker on it said $69,000.
I know. I can't believe what their cars are going for now. And that's really something, how people can afford the cars. And, oh, by the way, I have to tell you why I bought a GMC. I couldn't spell Chevrolet.
It's kind of the way with me, Paul. I flunked hooked on phonics, so I have a little difficulty there, but I can count. we're by this sports complex over here, and sometimes the signal gets a little rough. We still got a little ways to go to get into Spartanburg over here, out on 29. But, yeah, we started having our cars fall apart back when everybody was buying American, and I believe in that strongly. But my Avalon has more parts built in it than any other car in the United States, so, and it's built in Tennessee. They don't make them anymore. They stop with this year, and we don't own 5 of them, and the only thing I ever had to do to one of them was change a water pump, and it had quite a lot of miles on it, and it just had a teeny tiny leak. We were going to Michigan, so I didn't want to take a chance on it. But other than that, virtually nothing other than anything that was on warranty. We started buying Toyotas in 78, and I'm a veteran, and I caught hell for buying a Japanese car back then. But I drove it 4 years and put oil and tires on it, and I just decided I'll stick with it. And I feel the same way. Our daughter worked for Toyota Technical Center in Dearborn, Michigan as an engineer. She was a polymer engineer for 2 years before she went to GE, and now she's with GE down here. That's why we moved down here.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, my greatest thing now is that my grandson in Seattle is a Toyota technician, and he's got all the badges and working towards everything and happy as a lark. He loves working for Toyota. And anyway, well, that's good, Ken. I like him because I'll call him up and I'll say, hey, they recommended I do this, and he starts laughing.
Well, my son-in-law's got a master's from Ohio State, and he's the same way. He says a lot of that stuff they recommend is BS, and he knows. but there's none of them without fault. They've all lied and cheated over the years, but I think, in my opinion, Toyota's been the best. My neighbor's had real good luck with the GMCs, and he had a big Dodge, and not so much electrical problems and that, but the dealership told him when he bought this one, he said, you ought to buy the extended warranty because of the fact that the electrical on them can be a nightmare. Well, that was with the Dodge, I think. And so he was covered. But, Paul, we're getting into Spartanburg, and I don't like to talk and drive in traffic just for safety's sake. But hearing you again, glad to hear you're back up here in God's country. This is N0TR, clear with your final.
Thank you so much for sharing your ride with me. And, yeah, I know what that traffic like is in Spartanburg. But anyway, I've got nothing further. I just wanted to say thanks. And next time I hear you on, I'll give you a holler. KK4SAC, clear.